Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. That means hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
All month long of October, we're celebrating 20 years of recording Messianic Minutes.
Two Jewish guys recording Messianic Minutes for 20 years, telling you about the Jewishness of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
How the faith that we have in Messiah is rooted in the Old Covenant Scriptures. And we're also giving you great ideas and helps in how to share the good news of Jesus the Messiah with Jewish people.
Yeah, friends, check our website, messianicminutes.com. Among other things, hey, you can listen to the sound of the shofar there. You can look at some background information on Ted and on me and our program. And if the Lord leads, you can send a financial gift or just get our mailing address. You can send an email through our website. You can get our post office box address. You can electronically send a 20th anniversary gift, which is tax deductible.
That would be so nice. Just a way of connecting with us. We know we have thousands and thousands of listeners on stations all across the country and actually around the world, and we'd like to hear from you.
MessianicMinutes.com, that's the website. Hey, we want to say hi to all the folks listening online at WSTW-FM. You know, Ted, WSTW-FM is a Messianic online radio station, and we get listeners from all over the world on WSTW-FM and who have communicated with us. And there's a quick thought for those of you, many of you, who've said you listen to us on WSTW, why not send us a happy anniversary gift? Just a thought.
It would be such a blessing. And for anyone listening, messianicminutes.com.
Now let's talk about Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, which is past, but has so much significance about our Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus, and a great and powerful message for today for the United States of America. Well, Ted, we're going back to 2 Chronicles chapter 6. We say that King Solomon dedicated the very first temple, the Holy Temple at Jerusalem, right at the Feast of Tabernacles, which we'll show you in Scripture in a little bit. But the dedication of the temple is a really amazing event historically as well as scripturally.
Yeah, let's look in 2 Chronicles chapter 6, starting in verse number 12, where Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the assembly of Israel, and he spread out his hands.
In the presence of all the assembly of Israel. That's because we have to understand this was not just like a church dedication. This was the dedication of the very first holy temple at Jerusalem.
It was a national celebration.
Amen.
And all the people, of course, were commanded in Scripture three times a year to come to Jerusalem. This was one of the times of the year. And so there's Solomon, it says in verse 13, standing before the people of Israel. And then, Jeff, he knelt down on his knees before all the assembly of Israel and spread out his hands toward heaven.
Man, this is so neat, Ted, because here is the king of Israel. He's the king, humbling himself right before those who were his constituents and humbling himself before God to pray.
You know, that is mind-boggling because in those days, of course, when you came into the presence of the king, you knelt down. And here's Solomon coming into the presence of the king.
And he kneels down.
And he kneels down. What an example to his people.
A theocracy, not truly a monarchy, even though it had a king. The king surrendered himself to God, so it was run by God himself.
And we know Solomon, at that time, surrendered himself to God. He kneels down before all the assembly of Israel, and he says, Lord God of Israel, there is no God in heaven or earth like you who keep your covenant and mercy with your servants who walk before you with all their heart.
Hallelujah. Solomon, the great king of Israel, saying, God, you are God, and we surrender to you.
Glory. And you keep your covenant promise, and I'm proof of that because you promised my father David, and you're keeping your covenant faithfulness. We're going to look more at this tomorrow, Jeff. We're Messianic Minutes. It's our 20th anniversary. God has been faithful to us. MessianicMinutes.com.
Yes, if you'd like to send us an anniversary tax-deductible gift, we'd be delighted. MessianicMinutes.com.
Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mishichena.
The Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
Welcome to the house of the God of Jacob.